Here's a story about a business you probably don't think much about. The U.S. horse meat industry is fighting for its survival. Earlier this month, the House passed an amendment that gets rid of USDA horse meat inspectors. That would effectively put the three horse slaughterhouses left in the country out of business. Now, animal welfare groups want the Senate to pass a similar provision. NPR's Jeff Brady has the story.
More than 60,000 horses are slaughtered in the U.S. each year. 18 million pounds of horse meat are shipped overseas. Italy buys the largest share. Horse lovers have long opposed this. To them, it's like a beloved family pet ending up on someone's dinner plate.
That's Lola on the end, waiting her turn very patiently.
It's feeding time at the Front Range Equine Rescue in Colorado Springs. Hillary Wood says Lola is in her 20s, has arthritis and a back injury. It's not likely she'll be ridden much again, so a lot of people wouldn't see any use for her.
She's a horse that we rescued from an auction, directly outbid a killer buyer. Even though they like horses that have meat on them, they will take the older horses. They're kind of broken down and crippled, too.
Most of the horses that end up in slaughterhouses come from auctions. That's where a lot of cheap, unwanted horses end up. When Wood's rescue group can afford it, they go to auctions and outbid the slaughterhouse buyers. But there are too many horses for Wood's group to rescue them all. On the last Friday of every month, this auction in La Junta, Colorado, runs 200 to 300 horses across the bidding floor. Half of them will end up in slaughterhouses. The slaughterhouse, or packer buyers, as they prefer to be called, sit in a row directly across the sale floor from the auctioneer. They won't talk on tape. But there are plenty of others here who will defend the practice of selling horses for meat.
My name is Shirley Gunkel, and I raise horses and raised them all my life, and I'm a rancher in Baca County, Colorado. I live at Springfield, Colorado.
Out in the parking lot, Gunkel says he brought a couple horses to sell.
Some old mares that didn't have a colt, and they were old empty mares, and I sold them. And if it wasn't for the killer buyers, there'd be no market at all for them.
So you just have to hold on to them, or what? Or
well, I have no idea what you do with them unless you shot them and fed them to coyotes.
Gunkel could pay a veterinarian to come out and euthanize the horses, but that costs money, and so does disposing of the carcass. By selling to the slaughterhouses, he can actually make a few bucks. Jim Bradshaw is a spokesman for two horse slaughter plants in Texas, Dallas Crown and Beltex.
We take horses that no one else wants. There are not enough people and there's not enough, you know, pasture for all of the unwanted horses, and so we provide a means of dealing with those, and it results in a product that people want and are willing to pay for.
Horse meat is popular in Europe. Bradshaw says it's low in fat and allows consumers to avoid concerns over mad cow disease. But no argument will convince Nancy Perry that slaughtering horses is okay. She's with the Humane Society of the U.S.
Horses are very trusting by nature, and I think we betray that trust by shipping them off to a slaughterhouse when they're no longer of use to us.
Perry says horses are special to Americans. The country was created with their help, and today they're considered companion animals. She says there shouldn't be a horse meat industry in the U.S.
In your country, you can eat horses, you can eat dogs, you can eat cats. What we shouldn't do as Americans is accept that our horses should be trucked and sent to foreign-owned slaughter plants, whether they're in the U.S. or elsewhere.
Other opponents say the country should focus on limiting indiscriminate breeding practices that lead to so many unwanted horses. There's no indication yet whether the Senate will pass an amendment similar to the one in the House. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.